hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving, otherwise known as the...
The Douche.
The Deuce. CJ in the studio with me, Scuba Radio, Scuba Squad connected via the web, Jerry the Diver Guy, Vinny Two Tanks, Bubble Boy, Casey the Tobacco Nut. Well, it looks like he disappeared, but we got the Aqua Gypsy, Brittany, with us, as well as Dr. Doug Ebersol, the one medical professional as part of our crew today to back us up, which we highly appreciate. And we're going to need it. Because we got to talk about some stuff that happened while I was away. A couple little notable news stories. One being there's a movie coming out in October called Whale Fall. And I bring it up for two reasons. One, if you're listening to the show last week, you probably heard Liz Parkinson, who she's featured. She does a lot of stunt work in Hollywood, Avatar, that kind of thing. I didn't realize it when I watched it. This trailer for this new movie that's coming out in October came into my inbox, and I didn't realize Liz worked on that film. And it came, evidently, the trailer dropped right after the Atlantic City dive show. And so she talked about it a little bit, but nobody really knew what it was. Now I've seen the trailer, and it's basically about a diver who gets swallowed by a sperm whale. It sounds pretty ridiculous or kind of a little over the top, but then I watched the trailer. I was like, whoa, this is kind of wild and pretty interesting. So we're going to get Liz back on as we get closer to the release of that film. And actually, we're going to get her on before then because she's featured quite prominently in Shark Week, which is coming up in just a couple weeks, three, four weeks. So we'll get her on, get the lowdown on that. But which brings me to sharks, not because of Shark Week. So we're based in Orlando, Florida. And while I was on the road the last month or so, something has popped up, unfortunately, for the state where a bill has been passed by the House of Representatives in Florida to ban shark diving in federal waters. Now, going way back in the time machine, this is like back to the future for me, because 20 years ago, we were really involved in trying to fight off this effort to ban shark diving, and it was a big, big mess. Long story short, we lost. There's no other way to look at it. It got passed, and technically you're not allowed to feed sharks in the state waters of Florida. There's some exemptions here and there, but it's all hogwash because it was all based on scare tactics of three fishermen that were pissed off at a dive operator in Pompano Beach. And they chummed up the public, scared them to death. They got on the news saying there's a dive operator feeding sharks off your coast. Don't you think that's dangerous and it's going to cause people to get eaten and blah, blah, blah. I mean, I don't want to rehash all this stuff, but the fact of the matter was it had no basis in any kind of scientific fact. It was ridiculous. The dive operator at the time was feeding nurse sharks, and they were complaining that bull sharks were biting people, just like it happens every once in a while in Florida today. Well, now that effort is being expanded and just passed the House of Representatives in Florida to ban it in federal waters, which basically will eliminate shark diving all across Florida, period. You know, and stop. And there's some operators that do it off of West Palm Beach, Jupiter, that kind of thing, where they'll have a fairly good shark dives. You know, there's not a lot of operators doing it, but this is really unfortunate because the same arguments are being thrown out there. And even the guy who presented this to the Florida House of Representatives, his bill, I mean, I saw the 2-minute clip on YouTube of him presenting the bill. He was like, oh yeah, this doesn't sound good. We can't let these operators feed sharks. They're making it dangerous for people on the beach. And and it, just total hogwash. It has no basis in fact at all. It is not how it works. If there was anything going on where they were really worried about public safety when it comes to shark dives, then you would shut down every pier along the Florida coast that has a cleaning station, which every single one of them does. And, you know, people are swimming at the beach right next to the place where they clean the fish.
That's a really good point.
There's
something
so much.
I never thought I would say. Good point, Greg.
Yeah. Well, way to brown nose, CJ. And, but, you know, there's so many things that have been proven over the years that this has nothing. It doesn't cause people to get bit. And here's a perfect fact. If you haven't been following this story as much as we have over our 30-year history of doing this show, if there was any connection between people getting bit, like just people swimming through an area where they were doing shark dives, we would have had an epidemic situation of incidents. And that has just not happened. There's shark dive sites all around the world. And when you know, whether it's a chumsicle type of dive or they hand feed like they do in Fiji and bring in the big monster tiger sharks or whatever, you know, the thing is, when you go through those same dive sites, when they're not doing a shark dive, which happens every day, I mean, they don't do a shark dive every single day at a dive site, right? But people dive through these areas. If they were creating a situation where the sharks were associating the divers as food, we would have had a billion people eaten by now. I mean, it just hasn't happened. And, you know, so there's plenty of data to prove exactly opposite of what, you know, some person who makes a connection that, you know, shark dives are making things unsafe for people swimming around or let alone, you know, several miles away at the beach or something. It makes no sense. Now, do people get bit? Of course they do. You know, the dive operators who do some of these shark dives, yes, they do get bit now and then. Our buddy Captain Slate will vouch for that. You're close to the bait. You're close to the fish. You're handling the fish that they're feeding on, just like a dog might bite your hand when you're feeding them. If it's a big dog or something, sure, yeah, things can go wrong. But they go into that kind of eyes wide open. And you also, when you go onto a shark dive, there's a certain amount of risk you're taking on to get close to these animals and see them up close, get that money shot, that picture, that kind of thing, having the great hammerhead swim over the top of your head, right? But when you do this, you realize very quickly that they have no interest in you. They just want the food. But they do not turn around and go, wait, hey, you're food now. I'll eat you instead. It's just not total nonsense. So you tell people that have not experienced that either as a diver or not, they don't get it. They don't understand what divers who have went through that process and seen these sharks in a different light, how they truly react and how much of a positive impact shark diving really has had, not just for the local economies that have these dives in the Caribbean, the Bahamas, wherever, even Florida, but for the sharks themselves. They're way more valuable alive than they are dead. And here's the kicker on the Florida rule. There's an exemption for fishing. So they've passed this bill in the Florida House of Representatives. It says you cannot feed sharks to look at them, but you can feed them if you want to fish them out of the water and kill them. So fishermen are off the hook. Dive operators are getting the short end of the stick on this one, and the sharks lose out in the long run, if you ask me. So that's why, you know, I sound a little frustrated right now, because we've dealt with this for God knows how many years, and I'm going to bring the dive god who was right there with me 20 years ago. We're going to talk a little bit more about this next on the World's First Radio Show devoted to diving.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
When it comes to manufacturing quality dive gear, pretty much all the big players were forced to produce their stuff overseas. Nex Underwater Products, however, took a different approach, bringing design and assembly back to the USA. They have an impressive story, and you can read all about it at nexdive.com, along with checking out their complete line of high-quality dive gear. Each Nex regulator system is made to order, cutting down on overhead, which allows Nex to give you way more bang for your diving buck. At the core of each Nex regulator is a unique modular design that can be easily modified as your diving skills and preferences evolve over time. And get this, Nex is the Scuba Lab Tester's Choice winner for 2025. Your best dive will be your next dive. Just go to nexdive.com and order now. That's N-E-X-Dive.com. Nex Underwater Products. Make your next dive your best dive at nexdive.com.
Show off your good taste and wear your favorite radio show and podcast logo with official Scuba Radio merch.
Merch is short for merchandise.
No sh**. Thank you. Very helpful. We've got more than ever at scubaradio.com.
I like it. Sweet.
We're talking high-quality, sharp-looking Scuba Radio hats, shirts, hoodies, beach towels, blankets, board shorts, rash guards, pajama pants, coffee mugs, phone cases, magnets, umbrellas, wall clocks, tennis shoes, even flip-flops.
That's a mouthful.
It is a lot of Scuba Radio swag.
Big time. Lots of stuff. Speaking of which, tell them about the Scuba Radio stuff for women divers.
We didn't forget about the ladies. We've got women's leggings, crop top tees, and tons more stuff for women.
I rock my Scuba Radio merch all the time. Tons of compliments.
Flex your riz.
What?
Represent the drip.
Just don't.
The biggest assortment of Scuba Radio merch ever. Get yours now at scubaradio.com.